to the strains of the old gray whistle test. 6.5 minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my personal chauffeur and longtime San Francisco cab driver, Cabby. Hey.
What's up, people?
So evidently there's a story circulating, and we can't find it, but supposedly, according to ESPN, the league is checking into whether or not the Patriots perhaps had some deflated balls in this game. I mean, you know, if it were the final score were like 23-21, I'd say, okay, but 45-7, I mean, how many field goals could they? You know, it's like, really?
You never know, man.
And you know, you got to give the Packers field goal kicker credit.
Why would you even do that after what happened in your first Super Bowl wins with the cheating and all that, you know, conspiracy?
You know, here's the thing. You know, they can know. It's like, you know, supposedly Bobby Thompson knew the pitch that was coming from Ralph Branca, but you still have to hit it.
Oh, yeah.
No. Everybody knew the Packers were going to be running a sweep to the, you know, the sweep left or sweep right, but no one could stop it.
It's a momentum thing, though, especially because both games are played in the heavy rain, which makes football the coolest.
Well, it wasn't that. In Seattle, the rain wasn't that bad. It was more windy than anything else.
Imagine having two championship games, both in inclement weather, and any other sport would be like, oh, no, we got to quit. We got to go inside. Not football. We go out there and do it.
Yeah, you know, Talented and I talked about it, and we'll talk about this when we come back. You know, the two coldest games in NFL history. Were the NFL title game between the Packers and the Cowboys on New Year's Eve 67. It was not wind chill, just a flat air temperature where it was, when the game started, it was 15 below. It ended, it was 16 below. And, of course, the Freezer Bowl on January 10th, 82, the AFC title game between Cincinnati and San Diego, where it was 9 below with a wind chill of 59 below. But here's everyone thinks, oh, San Diego played the Bengals earlier that year in San Diego and got their asses handed to them, too. But, you know, Talented made the point that, you know, today those games might not be played.
What, because of the weather?
Because of the lawsuits by the fans. He made that argument, and there's some validity to it. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
YMT Vacations invites you to discover the tropical islands of Hawaii on a 13-day four-island tour. Specializing in Hawaii since 1967, YMT offers the most affordable, carefree vacation in paradise. Call 1-888-817-8360 today or go to ymtvacations.com and plan your getaway now. You'll tour Pearl Harbor and visit world-famous Waikiki Beach on Oahu. Take the Waialua Riverboat Cruise on romantic Kauai. Visit the old whaling capital of Lahaina on Maui and on the Big Island of Hawaii. Tour an orchid nursery, Volcanoes National Park, and more. Included are beautiful hotels, baggage handling, escorted sightseeing, and flights between the islands. Call YMT Vacations at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com for reservations and details on one of our weekly departure dates. Prices start at only $1,649 plus tax. And be sure to ask about our low-cost airfare, too. If you've never been to Hawaii, this is the trip to take. ymtvacations.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Guy from your neck of the woods, 1978, John Stewart. Not the Daily Show, but original member of the Kingston Trio.
I love that group. Yeah. My neck of the woods is because I served my country in San Diego.
Yeah, that's where John Stewart was from.
I grew up in Palo Alto, home of Stanford Cardinals.
I never grew up.
Used to be the Indians.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. We were talking earlier, and I just showed you a real clip, the clip of the Fog Bowl game. I'll never forget that, between the Eagles and the Bears back in the 90s. But there's something. When it's cold now, it's a little different. I mean, yeah, people in the stands are still freezing their asses off. But, you know, now there's fleece and there's Under Armour. You know, back when the Packers and the Cowboys were playing, you know, sweatshirts and regular gloves. There was no such thing as fleece, you know. There was no such thing as Under Armour. You know, these guys were cold.
No thermal underwear.
You know, they had thermal underwear, you know, but you know, it was still, I mean, that was, there were no whistles in the ice bowl game. After the first play of the game, Donnie Anderson fumbled and Chuck Mercine recovered, you know, for the Packers, kept the ball. And the referee blew the whistle and the whistle stuck to his lip, cut it, and there wasn't another whistle in the entire Fog Bowl game. The referees used voice commands for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I was watching that clip of the Fog Bowl just now, and it was kind of funny because I saw so many helmet-to-helmet tackles, every one.
Yeah, well, no one could
it's
see.
The new age,
Mike
baby.
Singletary had the best line about it, you know, because you know, he would come off to the sidelines, and, of course, he couldn't see what was going on from the sidelines. And Dick, you know, how's it going out there? He goes, fine, we're doing exactly what you told us to do. He couldn't see.
No, how did the refs see anything, the holding?
Vern Lundquist and Terry Bradshaw did the play-by-play for it, and they were showing they couldn't see. They literally could not see what they were broadcasting. They were just waiting for the referee after every play was saying what happened over the, you know, usually the microphone they use for penalties, and that's what Lundquist would just repeat for the TV. It was hilarious. I remember watching that. And the Eagles always, you know, bitched about that because, you know, the Eagles had a better team, but they had a passing game, and you couldn't see the ball when you threw it. Anything more than a 2-yard dink pass, if the ball went more than 5 feet in the air, you lost it.
Yeah, you know, it's that low level fog sticks close to the surface of the.
And the weird part is it was January in Chicago, which is bizarre. I mean, because usually it's brutally cold, and when it's cold like that, no fog. But the temperatures were in the 30s, and the warm air coming over the water. And I mean, it was.
Right.
At first, Mike Tomczak, who was the quarterback he thought there was a fire somewhere. That's what he said it looked like. He said it was so thick, he thought there was a fire somewhere in the stadium.
Now, you think that was thicker than the Niner game?
Oh, yeah. That was much.
What was the Niner game? Was that the Rams, just regular season?
It was a regular season, but no. That one, at least you can make out shapes on TV. This one, I remember watching this. You could not. It was like watching. It was like watching a gray crayon. I mean, that's all it was. It was the most brutal thing
I saw so many dirty shots. I say, hey, nobody can see us. Right.
I don't think they were dirty. I think people were running into it. It was funny. I could still remember there was a flag against somebody. I can't remember. And I mean, after the game, it was against the Bears. Doug Fensick. He said they called a penalty on me for holding. How could he see? How could they tell what I was doing? You know, I couldn't even see the receiver, for Christ's sake. And they're calling penalty. Really? That was one of the most bizarre games I ever saw. And the other one is the Mud Bowl divisional playoff game between the Rams and the Vikings back in 77 or 78. I mean, the Vikings and the Rams had a much better team. And, of course, the Vikings show up. And, of course, monsooned. I mean, you could at the end of the game, you couldn't tell which players were which team.
That was a playoff?
Divisional playoff game, yeah. It was back in, I think it was 78 or 79. 70, I had was 77 or 78. And, I mean, you literally could not tell which players were which teams, except for the quarterbacks. Hayden and Tarkenton was hurt. Bob Lee was quarterbacking for the Vikings. You could not tell which.
Ferragamo for the Rams?
No, Hayden was there. Ferragamo was the next year.
Wait, who are you saying Hayden?
Pat Hayden, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was – I'll show you that one, too. And you literally could – final score was 14-7. You literally could not see – and what's his name? Vince Scully was doing the play-by-play for it. And after a while, he was literally like, I have no idea who tackled who.
Farmer John's sausages. Go down and enjoy a Dodger dog with exactly. The Farmer John's sausages.
So what else? How's things been? What else is going on in your world?
I had a pretty good run in the cab the last few weeks, getting a little out of the hole. But now I'm back in because I bet the under in Green Bay.
You're a sucker for those unders.
Unbelievable. It is 22-22 is the only way I could lose that bet.
I would love to look at when was the last time this game was tied to 22. I bet you if that's happened 10 times in the last 30 years.
They missed the two-point conversion. I'm fine. They missed the field goal. I'm fine.
I would love to know when the last time a score was tied at 22. 21, 23, okay, 20 even. 22. It's just an odd number.
I think Green Bay and Seattle did that on purpose just to mess up my bet. But that's a conspiracy theory.
No conspiracy theory there, eh?
No, I'm just thinking, man. I had a pretty good money on it. It is funny how they picked that over-under line and then, it just...
I would have loved it. Super Bowl IX would have been the best. The Vikings and the Steelers. I don't know what the over-under was, but the halftime score was 2-0. I mean, you're thinking if you had the under, I'm in. The final score was 16-6. I'm guessing the over-under was more than 22.
I really like the – I follow the unders forever because, in hockey, in the 20 years ago, you can get 6.5, 7. Mm. And now, good defensive teams are 5, right. 5.5. And it's amazing how low it goes. Football, the low unders in those days were 32.
Yeah.
And you know what? You bet it and they still go under.
See, I don't know. You're more into that. I mean, I know about it. But I'm not I'm not a big gambler. Yeah, I like to play blackjack. I'll play poker with my friends, but I love the ponies. But I'm not. I tell you, if I bet $10 on a race, it's only because it's the Preakness or something. I'm a smart bet. When I go to the racetrack, if I go to Golden Gate Fields up here, let's say I'll go up there with $100. I usually leave with right around what I got there with after having a handful of beers and a bite to eat.
I truly believe though, football is a non-winnable, bettable sport. In other words, there's so much that happens on spreads or fumble.
Marco D'Angelo told me something really good.
It's the worst sport to bet on.
What was it? The year the Yankees won the
funnest.
When did the Yankees win the World Series? 2009, I think it was. Yeah, 2009. He said the Yankees won 102 or 103.
It was $200 billion ago.
Well, no, but my point is that if you bet – the Yankees won 103 games that year. And if you bet the Yankees to win on every game, even though they won 102 games, you would have ended up losing money because of the money lines. Now, the money lines the way you either lose or make your money.
Right, and that's – they're always 2-1 at home.
But baseball is the way – baseball is the not the easiest. Baseball is the easiest to win, but the least amount of profit to be shown for your investment, so to speak.
That money line is interesting, too, because that's another thing that it used to be the heavy favorites, Clements at home, or it'd be 2-1 and – I remember Clements won 20 games that year, but he it turned out he went 31-10 in games he started. So even though you're laying 2-1, he's winning at 3-1.
Right.
And the whole thing is today, because of the internet, everybody bets the favorites because they're too dumb to pick a team by themselves. And, even most sportscasters will just pick the favorite.
I remember a couple of years ago, this is going to sound weird, the team that if you took them with or minus the points, and you would have won every game with them. I want to say it was Temple or Rutgers a couple of years ago. I think it was Temple. It was back in 2011 or 2012. If you had bet the points, whether plus or minus, let's say they were -7 or +3, depending. If you took Temple with every minus or plus, you would have won every game with Temple that one year.
I was having fun earlier this season. Not so much lately, but I was taking the Atlanta Hawks in basketball.
Boy, they're playing some good ball lately.
And doing this money line, and it was every time they were getting 4 to 6 points. And if you bet the money line, you get 2-1, 5-2. It was pretty nice, and Atlanta was really coming through.
I'm still pissed off about February of 2013, I was performing in Vegas. And the Red Sox went up at 26-1 to win the World Series. And I was thinking them up. I mean, but, you know, Bobby Valentine the year before, they were last in the AL East. I'm thinking, $100, nah. And they ended up winning the World Series. I was kicking myself for weeks over that one.
Yeah, you got to do something because it's so long term, you know.
Hey, we got to Fred Wallen's going to be in talking with Arthur, Roland Lazenby next. And after that, I'm going to tell you the saddest lottery story of all time. And it involves yours truly.
So you or me?
Me.
Oh, okay, good. As long as it ain't me.
I'll tell you off the air, then I'll tell everyone on the air. This one will kill you. Oh. We come back. Fred Wallen's talking with Roland Lazenby, Sports Overnight America.
Investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years. It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What's your rush, though, buddy? You see me slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me.
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. You can always call us 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. My name is Fred Wallen. You can always email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. So a few months ago, we had Roland Lazenby, fine writer, on here, and he wrote, of course, the book, the latest book. He's written tons of books, but the latest one, Michael Jordan to life. And I don't know, 6th printing, 7th printing, 10th printing. I'm not sure. Let's talk to Roland about that. Roland, welcome again to Sports Overnight America.
Fred, how are you today?
Well, actually, I've got a bad sore throat for 2 weeks, but because you're the guy we're interviewing, I managed to do the show this evening on Sports Overnight America. How many printings for Michael Jordan the life?
Well, that depends on which country. The Australians, they've gotten to 8. I think they've tied the number of American printings. But I do have to add, the publishing business has changed. They don't print as many up front as they used to, although this had a nice printing up front. But they come back in smaller increments and add along. The publishers are much more cautious these days than they used to be.
All right. You have now written a new book along with Mike Ashley. The book is entitled Best Regrets, basically the story of VMI, Virginia Military Institute's John McKenna, the coach, and the lost age of college football. We're talking 50 years ago, so a lot of people may not know of John McKenna. But just off the cuff, he was one hell of a coach.
He was, and you know, he really didn't have all the trappings of a modern coach. After he had some success there at VMI, they built a house for him, and he insisted on renting it. And he was always turning down jobs, you know, at the very best, and this is a stretch, VMI could possibly be a stepping stone somewhere, but it was the only place he ever coached. Just as interesting was this lost age of college football, where the NCAA in 1952 voted that all major college teams, the players would have to play both ways, and substitutions were extremely limited.
You know, we're with Roland Lazenby, Best Regrets, the book, VMI's John McKenna, The Lost Age of College Football, published by Full Court Press, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But you and I are basically in the same age bracket. I actually liked it the other way, where the quarterbacks actually had to play safety on the other side. How about you?
Well, yeah, you know, you had, and that also happened on the pro level for a while. The game was in adjustment, not in the 50s. It was back in the 40s. But it meant that you could have a player like Sleeing Sammy Ball, who could lead the league in passing, lead the league as a defensive back in interceptions made, and lead the league in punting, averaging better than 50 yards a kick.
All right. Could John McKenna have survived, and he was a disciplinarian. He wrote this over and over in the book, Best Regrets. Could he have survived 50 years later? Could he have survived now?
I think so, because he was so bright. He did have tremendous discipline, and however they achieve it, I think that's what an awful lot of the very best football coaches have. They have that discipline. You know, some of them do it more with relationships. Others just are able to cast a glance. But all the great coaches have a certain thing that, and it's often hard to define, where the people who play for them, the people who work for them, just want to please them, want to do things the way the coach wants them. And there are just some people who have that gift. John McKenna had it.
All right, now, you went to VMI a little bit later after he had retired, but the point is, you cannot get the top-notch athletes that the other schools of that era in that area had. How did he compete with the big boys?
Well, you know, that was part of the era. He had not seen the huge influx of cash. Now, there was a fair amount of money, but even then, VMI was Division I then, but even then, VMI only had 8 scholarships, and it broke those up into partials. Everybody else was a walk-on, and so you didn't have that everywhere, but a lot of schools depended on walk-ons, and so it was a very different era economically. I do have to say that, because all the teams had to play both ways, you really didn't need but about 45 or 50 players on a roster. And it also meant that all the players could fit on a bus. And the concept of the Cinderella, which has been such a fetching thing for college basketball, the Cinderella was very much alive in college football, and VMI, with a student body of 900, went undefeated and ended up ranked in the top 20, and that was the Cinderella story of 1957.
Sports Overnight America, our phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email us. Yours truly, Fred Wallen, at sportsfred@aol.com. Talking to fine writer Roland Lazenby, has written a ton of sports book. The latest, Best Regrets, the story of VMA's John McKenna and the lost age of college football. All right, he only coached for 12 years. In that 12 years, pick out one or two games that you thought were the biggest upsets or the biggest victories for VMI.
Well, you know, one of them was actually a loss. But, you know, the South, particularly in Virginia, there was quite a struggle over civil rights in the 50s. And VMI in Virginia, well, not VMI, but the state of Virginia was engaged in massive resistance. They shut down some public school systems rather than integrate. You could not do anything across the board in the state of Virginia that smacked of integration or you were ostracized. Even the governor at the time was later ostracized because he eventually gave in some to integration. Well, John McKenna is a Massachusetts Milltown guy. He coaches at Loyola in Los Angeles.
Yep.
The football team shuts down, but he has recruited African-American athletes there. Obviously, that was out of the question at VMI, but the fact that at the height of massive resistance, he scheduled to play Penn State, which for years was known as one of these big integrated teams that had produced great players. Anyone else in Virginia would have been run out of the state. But John McKenna, you know, in this very subtle way, he scheduled a game against an integrated team, and none of the really powerful figures in the state so much as said a word to him. And to me, that not only and it seems like a small thing now 50 years later, but that wasn't just the story of a coach. That was the story of someone who was unafraid to stand up. There was immense pressure everywhere you turned in the 50s in Virginia over integration and civil rights.
When I was reading Best Regrets, I was thinking that John Wooden, and UCLA basketball is my number one thing, he retired
right.
in 1975. He didn't pass away until 2009. John McKenna of VMI retired after 12 years, and he didn't pass away until 2007. Why did he retire so soon?
Well, you know, he got disappointed, I think. He had turned down so many head coaching jobs, and he had a chance to go to the University of Maryland, and at the last minute, a big contributor intervened, and they gave the job to another coach. And he just decided to take the associate athletic director's job at Georgia Tech. It was a huge step down, I think. Obviously, he later regretted it. But he also viewed Atlanta, you know, VMI's in Lexington, Virginia. It's a beautiful town. But he also viewed Atlanta. He had, you know, five children, and he viewed Atlanta as a better place as they were heading into their late teens and college years. And he made that shift, again, a best regret. He, you know, he when he had an undefeated season, he let his team vote on going to the bowl.
Yeah.
There were only eight bowls in America, and VMI was invited to two of them. He let them vote, and the players voted it down. He was flabbergasted and deeply, deeply hurt by it. But he never questioned the fact that they had the right to vote on that, and they chose not to go to the bowl game.
The book, Best Regrets, written by Roland Lazenby and Mike Ashley. And in 30 seconds, I got to get this from you because I think most people who go to VMI probably would be considered conservative. I notice you on Facebook. You're anything, you're anything but. In 30 seconds, explain yourself.
Oh, I you know, I just love America. And we've got a lot of wonderful people in this country, and they, you know, we've gotten out of balance. Too many dollars at the top end of the economy, not enough reward for all those hardworking tens, hundreds of millions of Americans, and our economic system has been purchased by the wealthiest, and that's not what America's about. So as much as a conservative or a liberal, I just want to rebalance the economy. That's what government is supposed to do. I believe in government. always have. And, you know, it served our generation very well, Fred. It really did. I also love the free market, but neither is a panacea. They have to work together.
Roland Lazenby, best regrets. Enjoyed the book totally. John McKenna, one hell of a coach, and we'll have you on again because I know you'll write another book. Roland, thank you for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you for having me, Fred. Honor to talk to you.
1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I just think it's time for some tough love.
Well, not right here in front of everybody, but if you want to run home and get your equipment.
Go away from me.
Did I ever tell you about that man who changed my life? The one I thought, oh, my Lord, when I saw him walk in the back of that bar, all tall and lean with them broad shoulders, sweet hips. I knew. But I had died and gone to chocolate heaven.
Little Ronnie Jordan here with the Jackal. We were talking about Martin Sheen on West Wing. Of course, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, his two sons. Emilio Estevez is only like 5'4".
You mean Charlie Estevez and Martin Estevez.
Right.
Okay.
Emilio's only like 5'4". I met him once. He's a tiny little dude.
I like that guy. Repo Man. Great movie.
1-800-878-7529. That would be the phone number here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, along with my man, Cabby. We got a Packer hater. He's out in Chicago.
Other than me?
Well, yeah, this is this guy's actual name. It's on his birth certificate. Welcome to Sports Overnight, my friend. How are you?
How are you? I remember your show 16 years ago during the Dave Wannstedt crisis. Your show was great in Chicago. We haven't heard you in 16 years, but I still keep in touch every once in a while.
So, anyway, 16 years ago, I was, what year is that? 2000. 16 years ago was 1999. I was in Boston 16 years ago.
And David Brody used to host this exact.
Well, that was Brody. I wasn't here then. 16 years ago, I was.
Brody was great. You know what happened? And during the Dave Wannstedt era, he really helped us get Dave Wannstedt fired in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then they blacked him out in Chicago. Now we don't have access to anymore. But I keep the phone number and I keep in touch every few years. I give you guys a great call.
Yeah, Brody's in Birmingham, Alabama right now. 16 years ago, I was working in Boston. I wasn't here.
Oh, and I'm glad you're keeping the show going. You're doing a very good job.
I know.
Congratulations to the Seahawks for ruining Green Bay's chance to go to the Super Bowl again. Aaron Rodgers will never go to a Super Bowl again. He's never going to win a Super Bowl again. And he's never going to be he'll never be like Favre was. Favre was better than Rodgers. Rodgers is a jerk in the Chicago.
All right, here's a newsflash for you. Brett Favre lost as many games as he won. I mean, with trying to do too much. I mean, there's a couple of times he didn't have to do what he did. And threw an interception at the most both with the Vikings and with the Packers.
Remember when Favre threw that interception his last game ever with the Packers versus the Giants in 2008? Wasn't that something?
Yep, and he did it with the Vikings a couple years later. He did the same thing. The Vikings had a chance.
He threw it right to him, and that was one of the funniest things I ever seen somebody do. And Rodgers, I think he's starting to break down. He's starting to get hurt all the time or anything. I think the Chicago Bears next year are going to win the Super Bowl with John Fox being coach. I think the Chicago Bears are going to beat Green Bay twice next year. And I think Jay Cutler is going to be the Super Bowl MVP next year. And I think Green Bay is going to fall completely apart. I can't see Green Bay. Eventually, it's going to bite them. Green Bay is going to fall completely apart eventually, I'm telling you. They can't keep doing this, you know what?
I don't think they're going to completely fall apart, although, you know, they have to keep in mind, you're talking about Chicago, the one team you have to keep in mind that's in the NFC Central, or the NFC North now, whatever the hell it is, Detroit Lions.
Well, they had disciplinary reason. I think they're going to lose that crazy Sue guy. I think Sue's leaving there, I think.
Yeah, he probably will be, but they still got a pretty decent little team there.
And then I think Detroit's got to go back outside. That's what the problem is. They played too many. They tore one dome down. Remember the Silver Dome?
Yep, out in Pontiac, yep.
And now they're at Ford Field out there in the middle of that gross Detroit area. They need to go outside again somewhere.
Well, they just built that stadium, so I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon.
What do you think the Bears will do next year? Do you think the Bears will be vastly improved with this John Fox?
They have to get something resembling an offensive line. They literally did not have an offensive line this past year. Everyone wanted to blame Cutler. And
they were blaming Cutler, and it was a defensive problem in the offensive line. I like Kyle Long, but they need to get more guys like Kyle Long on that team.
Well, it's easier said than done. Don't forget, salary cap and everything. You can't just go out and sign everybody. You know, it's
Slauson. Matt Slauson's a good offensive line too, but he got hurt. They could build the whole line around Slauson and the Long kid and build that up that way. And then they still got a lot of Lovie Smith's rejects on that offensive line. That's the problem, is you know it.
Well, I like, Lovie Smith. I always liked him. I think he got kind of a raw deal in Chicago.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been fired for a 10-6. No.
No.
They cut some kind of deal to get rid of him. Yeah, they definitely, there was a cover up there.
Well, look at John Fox. I mean, he got fired after, three or four straight 10-win seasons.
And this year 12 and last year 14.
Yep.
And thank God the Bears got him. I thought the Bears were going to end up with Shanahan, though. That's what I thought.
Oh, I hope not. Mike Shanahan is a good coordinator. I do not like him as a head coach. You say, he won a Super Bowl. I got news for you. He's not,
He's old school.
Yeah, he
hasn't adapted.
No, he Mike Shanahan. I was never crazy about him as a head coach. Never was.
Now he lives in the Bay Area on the off season, so
and he almost ruined Elway.
Well, no, Elway can ruin himself. Elway's the guy's an egotist, and if it weren't for Terrell Davis, he doesn't win any of those Super Bowls.
No.
Yep.
And I think here's the thing: I think if the Bears might try to win the Super Bowl on the 30th anniversary of 1985, remember the 85 Bears?
Yeah, I remember it.
And that may happen again on the 30th anniversary. You know, things happen on anniversaries.
I think the Bears are more than a couple of steps away from actually getting to. I don't think they're, and I'm not saying they're not heading in the right direction, getting rid of Tressel and picking up John Fox, but I wouldn't get up there and go crazy and thinking, they're going to be in the Super Bowl next year.
Well,
why
the Cubs
always pick on Cutler? It wasn't Cutler's fault the defense fell apart. Mark Tressel was a goof.
No, it wasn't. But, Cutler also, this is a guy who's, he's an I mean my kind of guy. He's not exactly what you would call a team player.
And he's a big baby, too.
Yep. What else is on your mind?
We got to get you back on the radio here in Chicago. You have an excellent show. You should be on the air in Chicago here on one of the stations, like WMVP or something like
that. Oh, check satellite radio.
Yeah, well, I'm on Sirius. I'm on
Channel 92.
Yeah, I'm on Sirius and XM satellite radio. If you have,
I don't have satellite radio. I had the basic analog radio,
people.
But your show was great. I remember years ago when Dave Watson was just such a jerk, and your show, the Brody Show, that's your show now, that show helped us fire Dave Wanstead. And I'll tell you one thing, Dave Wanstead was back in Chicago as a commentator. I think he thinks he was going to get that job back. Dave Wanstead's all-time jerk as far as I'm concerned.
I liked him as a defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah, as a head coach, he was terrible.
Well, you can say that about a lot of people. I mean, you can say that about Norv Turner.
Oh, I love Norv Turner not being a Charger.
You can say that about Kubiak.
Oh,
yeah, and he's going to Denver now. Remember, Kubiak used to be the quarterback in Denver.
He was the backup for Elway for 1,000 years.
And he almost won that championship game against Buffalo. Remember when Elway got hurt and won the championship games against Buffalo and he had to play that whole game? He almost beat Buffalo at the end. Remember that run? The ball got knocked out of his hands by Bruce Smith. Kubiak almost got Denver to a Super Bowl.
Kubiak was one of the 10 best backups of all time.
And Frank Reich. I wish Frank Reich would have got the Buffalo job. That would have been cool because he was a great quarterback for them, too.
Still led the greatest college comeback ever when he was quarterback at Maryland.
Hey, what happened to the Buffalo coach? Where did he end up?
Rex Marone. Marone's on the open market.
He's in the open market, and Rex Ryan, they're already saying Buffalo's going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, we got this guy saying Chicago's going to win.
He should get his old man back, Buddy, to coach defense. I think the Bears should have brought back Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan for the anniversary. Buddy Ryan's 81 and Mike Ditka's 75.
Well, Ditka's a heart attack waiting to happen.
And Buddy Ryan, he's all old now, you know what?
Yeah, wait a second.
And he's a heart attack, a causer.
Did you hear about the documentary that Greg Gumbel's going to have on the 85 Bears that they were all on pills? Did you hear about that?
Everyone was on pills back in 85.
We're on pills now.
We're on pills now, and we're on the radio, man.
They said McMahon was taking. Oh, did you hear about the one that McMahon pretends he has Alzheimer's disease now because he's still in the NFL? McMahon doesn't have Alzheimer's disease.
He's not pretending anything. Jim McMahon's having some he's having some problems with his noodle. He's not completely out of it, but
he was always nuts.
No, there's a difference between being nuts and having short and long-term memory issues, and that's what McMahon's having right now. That's nothing to joke about.
Oh, I understand. I'm a big fan of Jim McMahon.
Well, he's a punk rocker, too. So.
I meant that kind of like as a descriptive term, but I hope Jimmy Mack's okay. I hope he's all right. You know,
let's put it this way. He's not as good as he used to be. Like I said, he's doing financially. He's fine. He's having some – he has to, you know, keep his address in his wallet because, you know, when he goes out, sometimes he doesn't remember where he lives. I mean, I know Bill Romanowski, who I've known for years, he keeps his address with him.
That dude's psycho.
Bill's a great guy. I love him.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Bill's a great
Brett
passionate player.
A future coach of Green Bay someday. Remember how Green Bay had Bart Starr as a coach, and then they ended up with – Bart Starr was the coach in Green Bay. I think Farr's going to be the future coach in Green Bay.
Oh, I hope. That would be a mistake. Bart Starr, you know, the thing is, Bill Curry as an assistant coach, and that was a smart thing.
I would buy a car from Bart Starr.
But, you know, Brett Favre is one of two players whose uniform number is retired at Southern Miss, number 4. The other one's 44. It's Ray Guy. See that?
Now, if you needed a used car, would you buy it from Elway or from Bart Starr?
I'd buy it from Norman Mailer first.
Oh, there you go.
Anything else on your
mind? Kurt Russell. Car from Dave Wanstead.
Move on.
You call the program directors over at MVP or The Loop or something like that. Tell them you want me on the air, okay?
I certainly will. Packer hater, Green Bay hater. Ha ha, Green Bay. You people are a bunch of bums, and I'm glad you lost that game. Ha ha ha. The Bears are coming, Green Bay. They're going to kick your face in next year, Green Bay. Trust me. John Fox and Cutler are going to chew Green Bay up this fall, and we're going to be doing the Super Bowl Shuffle again in Chicago. I'm not here to cause no trouble. I'm here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle again for all of you.
Oh, Lord. Bring back Doug Fensig.
I appreciate your impartial input on the football scene.
Stay in touch.
The Bears should never got rid of Willie Gault and Wilbur Marshall, Jim McMahon, Buddy Ryan, and Jerry Venese, and that was all Mike McCaskey's fault. He got rid of all those good players, you know what?
They kept Kevin Butler, though.
Oh, yeah. They got everything they could out of Butler, but everybody else, they got rid of everybody else.
Hater, you got to run, man. You take care of yourself.
Take care. Number one, I love this show. We'll get you back in Chicago. The Bears are going to win Super Bowl 50. Jay Cutler, MVP, and I love this show. Keep up the good work, my friends. Good night from the Green Bay Hater.
We'll meet at Dearborn Street Station for a beer. How's that sound?
Oh, there you go.
I haven't been there in 1,000 years.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's what everybody drinks in Savannah, Georgia, even though they make Blue Moon there.
What are they? Pabst and Schlitz. That's got to be Milwaukee.
Right? Yeah, but PBRs, man. That's a place called, in Savannah. Everyone drinks PBRs in Savannah. Lord knows why, but that's Bucky Dent from Savannah. Ooh, drives me insane. 1-800-878-7529. Going to do an update in a little bit. Talking to my man, Cabby.
He's your Dave Wanston. Bucky Dent is your Dave Wanston.
I was at that game. Oh, to this day.
Oh, you went to that game.
I was at the Bucky Dent game. Taco gave up that home run. That's what I'm going to call Mike Torres. Taco was his nickname. Oh, Fred Pinella getting lucky out in right field. Couldn't see any ball hit to him, and he stuck his glove out twice. And robbed Jerry Remy of extra bases and Fred Lynn of an easy double. Never saw the ball. Just stuck his hands out like, where'd the ball go? And hit him in the glove both times. And he admits it.
Wow. I think he's doing that to torture
you. You know what? Everyone makes a big deal about, the Yankees came back from 14 down. And, good for them. But people tend to forget the Red Sox came back from 5 down with 2 weeks to go. They won eight straight to the end of the season to tie it to force the extra game.
What about that Toronto-Philly? Mitch Williams didn't win that, like, 15-14 or something?
That was game five. And then game six, it was Joe Carter hit the home run off him. And Mitch Williams said even if he didn't hit a home run, that was still a horse blank pitch.
And then Mitch Williams, that's the guy Charlie Sheen played in Major League, right?
Vaguely. 1-800-878-7529. iHeart and Sirius Radio. iHeart Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Come on, in English, Jerry. Come back, we're going to do an update with my man. Yeah, that English with my man Cabby. This is Sports Overnight America.
Business owner or an individual who owes the IRS, then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that? but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Let it not be said we're politically correct here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, 3 minutes before the hour. Real quick, Cabby and I were talking about Bill Russell during the commercial break. And you think about it, everyone talks about he had, you know, 13 years in the NBA, 11 rings. Only in 1 year he lost in the finals. And there was only 1 year in his career where he wasn't in the finals. Keep in mind, the 2 years prior to coming into the NBA, he won back-to-back NCAA titles and a gold medal in the Olympics.
At USF.
USF. Casey Jones was on those teams, too.
Unbelievable.
Sports Overnight America, iHeart, the Dons.
They haven't seen the light since.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors all the way down to the youth leagues. You got a ball player in the family, or if you happen to be swinging the bat at your own, go to phbat.com. They have a coupon code, PHBAT14. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Super Bowl 49 in Glendale, Arizona, February 1st. I'll be there, as will the Seattle Seahawks, coming back from 16-0, and they really should not have won this game, but they pulled it off, 28-22 over the Packers. That was in overtime, and New England squeaked by Indy. This one was not in overtime, 45-7. That game was over before they got done with Oh Say Can You See. Quick news out of Major League Baseball, Max Scherzer. Oh, by the way, back to the NFL. Greg Kubiak has been named, in theory at least, or in principle, head coach of the Denver Broncos. And Major League Baseball, Max Scherzer, 7-year deal with the Washington Nationals. Financial terms have not yet been disclosed.
Lots of money.
He turned down $144 million from Detroit. So.
Oh, pocket change. Oh, please.
Yeah, but the tax bracket you're in.
I made that in my cab last week.
NBA action. San Antonio 89, Utah 69. What, did not play the fourth quarter? The Jazz only had 27 points in the first half of that one. Oklahoma City's now at 500, 127-99 over Orlando. New Orleans outscores Toronto by 8 in the fourth. They win the game 95-93. That game up there in the Great White North, eh? NHL action, it was the Rangers 5-2 over Pittsburgh. Dallas 6-3 over Chicago. Shootout win for Winnipeg 4-3 over Arizona. Detroit puts up 3 in the third. 6-4 over Buffalo.
Ooh, aren't they neighbors?
What?
Buffalo and Detroit?
Yeah.
Sort of.
4-5 hour drive.
That's not neighbors.
This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs. Chili Davis, the new hitting coach for the Red Sox, swears by it. You got a ball player in the family, or if you play ball yourself, all the way down to a softball bat that can help you out with that. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. Go to phbat.com. Coupon code PHBAT14. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Along with my man Cabby, thumbs up for Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. Idiots at USA Network with what they humorously refer to as the news next. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.